Welcome back to the Finnsiders. It's a Wednesday here at Dolphins Camp as we get ready for Sunday's game between the Dolphins and the Cleveland Browns. Happy to be joined in studio by our Dolphins.com columnist, Andy Cohen, who's on Twitter at @acohenfins. You wrote this morning on the site about Ryan Tannehill and how it's a huge year for him, and obviously it is. I mean, I think the prevailing wisdom is that this team, the 2013 Miami Dolphins, they can go as far as Ryan Tannehill can take them.
Yeah, they did an enormous amount during the offseason to upgrade this team. But my point is that if Tannehill comes through, then all the moves they made are significant. If Tannehill doesn't come through, then really all the moves they made are not significant. And really, that's the nature of playing quarterback in the NFL. And one of the things I gathered from Tannehill is he gets this. He understands this. He understands the weight of the burden that's on his shoulders, and that he is going to dictate more than any other player the success of this team. And the basis of the column was, based on everything I have seen this preseason, he seems to be taking his game to another level in a lot of different areas. It seems like his decision-making is better. It seems like his accuracy is better. His confidence, his leadership, all the little boxes that you check off when you go through what makes a quality quarterback, all of those things are improved right now on Tannehill. Having said that, the key now is transferring all that to the regular season, showing the improvement he made in the preseason can carry over Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. And that's why this opener is so important. And that's why this season is so important for Tannehill, because he really needs to demonstrate to himself, to his teammates, to the entire NFL, that he is a first-rate quarterback and he can be consistently good week in and week out.
But no pressure. You mentioned the moves that they made in the offseason. And, of course, those moves and Tannehill, those things don't exist on separate islands. They're all together.
Sure.
And so those moves are made, I would imagine, in very large part, yeah, you bring in Mike Wallace because he's a great wide receiver. You bring in, you know, all these other guys because of what they can do. But you also bring them in because they'll make life easier for Ryan Tannehill.
No doubt about it. It wasn't a great secret that last year's Dolphins were lacking potent offensive weapons. And it was clear to me that this offseason's goal was to bring in players that can help Tannehill succeed. Certainly Mike Wallace is a case in point. They wasted no time signing him. He is the big play threat that's going to cause opposing defenses not to put eight in the box so much, to drop safeties back a little bit deeper. And all of this is with the idea of giving Tannehill everything he needs to succeed. At the end of the day, it's up to Tannehill. But certainly with Gibson and Wallace as part of the receiving core, you have a better feeling that the weapons are there to help him succeed.
We're talking to Andy Cohen. He's the columnist for Dolphins.com. Wrote today about Ryan Tannehill and the fact that it's a huge season for him. How do you marry the conversations of a quarterback, this quarterback in particular, his passing stats, his touchdowns versus interceptions, his yards, his completion percentage, all that, and his win-loss record? Because there seems to be more conversation about the stats, but to me, I'm far more interested in the win-loss record at the end of the day.
Yeah, I'm also far interested in fourth quarters. I'm interested to see how Tannehill does with the game on the line. Yeah, he might have thrown a couple of interceptions before that. He might have had a completion percentage that wasn't to his liking, but if he's in a position with the game on the line, having the ball in the fourth quarter, that's when quarterbacks separate themselves from other quarterbacks. So that's the stat that I'm going to key on, is how Ryan Tannehill does in the fourth quarter of games.
Makes a lot of sense. All right, let's talk about Sunday. The Cleveland Browns are coming in. Is this a game, Andy Cohen, the Dolphins should win on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, the odds makers have it as pick 'em, which means they believe on a neutral site the Dolphins would be favored. I believe the Dolphins have advantages in just about every area of this game except for home field. Cleveland's top receiver, Josh Gordon, out on suspension. You compare Brandon Whedon and Tannehill. I got to give the edge to Tannehill. I certainly believe the Dolphin defense is better than Cleveland's defense. Cleveland lives on giving the ball to Trent Richardson. I believe the strength of the Dolphin defense this year will be stopping the run. So you've got one team's strength against another team's strength. So if you want to single out one facet of the game, if the Dolphins do a good job containing Trent Richardson, I believe that'll put a lot of pressure on Whedon, and then Wake Vernon, Jordan can put their ears back a little bit and put some more pressure on Whedon. So I think once the Dolphins stop the run and establish that, I really believe the game can fall in their favor.
It sounds good to me. That's the way I think a lot of people see it if the Dolphins are going to win. You're writing about Joe Philbin tomorrow morning on Dolphins.com. It's obviously not just a big year for Ryan Tannehill, but for the coach as well.
Yeah, just as Ryan Tannehill is a second-year quarterback, Joe Philbin is a second-year head coach. And when I've spent some time with Philbin during the offseason, I spoke to him candidly about what improvement he expects of himself. And he does. He said, I would not ask of my players what I don't ask of myself. And he's asking of himself to make better decisions, to be more efficient, to coach his players maybe up a little bit better. I thought he did fine last year. I don't think the problem was last year. I just think it's a matter of evolving into an even better head coach now that the decision-making, all of those things, he's had a year of it. You know, you can be an assistant coach in the NFL for 30 years, and I believe Philbin was an assistant coach for 27 years. It still doesn't prepare you for being the guy on the sidelines, for making that instant decision that often will affect the outcome of the game. You know, this is the pressure on Joe Philbin, and these are the things that he really wants to step up on in year two.
Really good stuff. You can read about Joe Philbin tomorrow morning on Dolphins.com. Andy's published, or column is published every morning at like 6 a.m. You guys are up early over there. Great stuff. Appreciate the time as always, and make sure you follow Andy on Twitter at @AcohenFinns. Thanks.
Thanks, Jesse. Always a pleasure.